Jack, Mary, Jack. Jack, Mary, Tommy, one time. Here we go.
How do you love this freedom we're having right now today? You're all out there. You're smoking this wonderful herb. And you're not going to jail like years before. Why? Because we changed the laws here. That's why. It was you guys that helped change the law.
There's a lot to celebrate right now, so I can understand why people want to go for 2 days.
Boston Freedom Rally, you are an example not only for your state, but for your country and the world.
Yeah, I'm here every year. I love this event. Been doing it over 15 years.
You know, I'm here with my slogan for today is the drug war is a hate crime.
Give it up one more time for Mass Can, Normal, all these good, good people showing you their love, letting you know what's real out here.
Do it, did it, did it. Do it, did it, did it. Do it, did it, did it.
The highfalutin band jammed on. Celebration was in the air due to advancements that had been made this past year in the cause of marijuana liberation. This was MassCans, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition's 24th annual Freedom Rally, and this one was bigger than ever. The festival was extended to 2 days for the first time as thousands swarmed onto the Boston Common to hear some music, learn from speakers, but mostly to relax and freely get high in public without any fuss. Reasons to celebrate included Colorado and Washington going completely legal and Massachusetts becoming the 20th state for medical. Representative Diane Russell of Maine sees state legislatures moving legal forward rather than just the ballot box.
When I first put in a bill to legalize marijuana in Maine 3 years ago, I was called a whole host of names that were not pretty. I wear them like a badge because I knew then what I know now, that we are doing the right thing, not just for my state, but leading by example so that every state allows adults to be able to make their own decisions about what they do in the privacy of their own home. When I first did this 3 years ago, you couldn't hear a peep from politicians. All they wanted to do was change the subject. John McCain just came out and said, maybe we should legalize it. I trust the people. And in my home state, just a few months ago, we came within 4 votes of passing it in the Maine House of Representatives. 4 votes!
I asked Representative Russell if legalizing marijuana through her state legislation would lead to other states following suit.
It'll send a real message across the country that it's okay, but I think more importantly, it sends a message to Congress that it's no longer just coming by ballot referendum, that the politicians themselves are having the courage to do it. Now we're in a space where politicians are ready to change the policy.
Okay, well, but the issue of legalizing marijuana for recreational use, that'll be a taxable item. But then under that umbrella, though, there's still people who are using it for medical purposes, and medicine should not be taxed. So how do you work out that issue?
That's a really great question. Under our state policy in Maine, medical marijuana has the regular sales tax on it, so patients are taxed for that. Under the recreational marijuana system, there would be a different taxation structure for recreational, and I think it would be taxed more in line with what Colorado and Washington State are doing. But it's very important that we protect the ability of patients to get access to their medical care. And to do that, and keep as few of obstacles as possible.
Roger Leisner, who likes to call himself the Maine paparazzi, is also a legal medical patient. I asked him to explain the process of Maine medical marijuana.
There are 3 different ways that a patient can get marijuana in Maine. Now, by a patient, I mean someone who has a recommendation from a physician. And notice I said a recommendation, not a prescription. And in turn, then they can go and apply for a card from the state. We got the law changed so that you don't need the card. You can have the card if you want it. I like to have it because it makes me like an official toker for the state of Maine. When you're a patient, you can either grow your own marijuana, you can go through a caregiver system, or you can go to a dispensary. I live in Augusta, Maine. The dispensary, which is right next to us, Hollowell, which is owned by that California Confederation, sells their stuff for between $17 and $19 a gram. Okay, that's what we're dealing with there. Caregivers generally range anywhere from like $6 to $12 a gram.
That seems to be a better way to go then for patients, if they're not, instead of paying $17, $19 an ounce.
Oh, yeah. My God, if you start giving out free medicine, what the hell is that going to lead to? You know, free medical care?
We're leaning towards that, hopefully, but that's another issue down the road.
We have been actively trying to seek a audit of the Department of in Human Services that regulates and gives the cards to the marijuana. I should have said that while the cards are free for patients, if you're a caregiver, you've got to pay the state $300 per patient to grow. So that means that you have a maximum of 5 patients per caregiver. So generally every caregiver in the state's been paying $1,500 every year to the state.
Roger Leisner giving details of how Maine has set up its successful medical marijuana program. But even with all the progress, the ramifications from the drug war are still in effect. Lives are still being wrecked with criminal records and prison, while resources are being squandered. Jack Cole is the founder of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Let me just give you a quick idea of what has happened in the 43 years we've been fighting the war on drugs. First, they said that if we fight this war hard enough, we will have less drugs in our community. Well, let me tell you, when I was a young cop kicking in doors, seizing hard drugs, we measured our largest seizures in pounds. Our largest. Today, we measure our largest seizures in tons. That's 2,000 times the problems we had in 1970. The organization that can do the best about ending this is LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Today, we have over 100,000 police, judges, prosecutors, prison officials, and we have supporters in 120 countries. Folks, we've even got 4 former drug czars of their countries, including the European Union, who sit on our board of directors. We will change this. We have the credibility to change this. But to do it, we need all your help.
Activist Terry Franklin tells the story of one victim of the drug war in New Hampshire.
The person I'm most concerned about is a guy named Rich Paul. He's probably the largest activist in New Hampshire, and they set him up. The Joint Terrorism Task Force of the FBI set him up because they wanted him to spy on his friends, and he wouldn't do it. He went to the jury, tried to get nullification, but he was convicted, and he's sitting in jail right now. But he's also running for mayor of Keene, New Hampshire, from jail. The conviction isn't stopping his energy at all.
Except that he's in jail, so it's hard to organize from jail.
Well, he's got a lot of backers all across the state. And we have people like me in Massachusetts who are talking about him at this festival here today. It's quite an amazing story because the Boston office of the FBI had him set up on a marijuana charge. And this happened the very same week as the Boston bombing. They were going after a nonviolent organizer. Meanwhile, real terrorists slipped through their hand. That's the incredible irony of this, is they had the FBI guy testifying at a small marijuana trial in New Hampshire the same week as the Boston Marathon bombing.
Terry Franklin at the MassCAN Freedom Rally, raising the ironies of drug war wasted resources. Mila Jensen had a much lighter look on the day. A kind elderly woman from Amsterdam, she talked of her joys.
Hello, hello. Hello, my dear friends. So I'm Mila from Amsterdam, and I have the Pollinator Company. I love hash. In fact, I've been smoking it now for 49 years, and next year I'll be having a 50-year celebration. Still going strong. Marijuana has, in all those 49 years, been what I call my preventative medicine. I've never been really ill, so not need medicine. But because of the preventative medicine, I never got ill. I love hash. I love freedom. I love freedom to do what you want to do. to go where you want to go, to think what you want to think, to live how you want to live. I love marijuana. Freedom for marijuana.
Mila from Amsterdam. I asked her about the closing of the coffee shops in Holland.
Yeah, the politics in Holland has been going downhill at least for 4 or 5 years now. And just recently I heard that on the 1st of September they closed 10 of the coffee shop on the Warmoestraat, which is like the center of old Amsterdam.
Aren't they throwing away their own economies?
Yeah.
Why?
We got some pretty reformed Christian guys up there, very right-wing. They want to put a black light on everything that has to do with marijuana.
Does this have anything to do with the EU and taking down of the borders between the countries? You think the other countries are getting upset about it? They're cracking down on you guys?
They claim that it's about that Germany and Belgium are complaining. But we've had tolerated coffee shops for 35 years. So why all of a sudden?
People are looking towards us now, where the drug war started, to actually turn it around here, which will then have implications around the world.
I think it's magic that the first actually places, Colorado and Washington, legalize it right in the heart.
In the belly of the beast.
Yes. Perfect.
Cheryl Schumann is a California activist and proudly boasted about being a mom for marijuana.
I am a proud mom for marijuana, and I prefer cannabis over alcohol, tobacco, and pharmaceuticals. Who's with me? You know, I have children your age, and what happened to me is I got cancer, and then I took a very serious look at cannabis for me, for my health, and it saved my life. And I know, I don't know, how many, by a show of applause, how many people here are medical patients? By a show of applause. Okay, how many people here in the audience are responsible adult users of cannabis? Yes. I think that's okay. And you know what? You know who's going to change this according to all the political polls and the media? Moms. Women like us. How many moms are in the audience by a show of applause? How many of you have moms in the audience? How many people here have moms who know that you use cannabis?
An attorney from Western Mass, Richard Evans, is a longtime supporter of marijuana reform. He questioned the seriousness of our government to resolve several crises.
If we are serious about trying to overcome our addiction to foreign oil, how can we ignore the amazing prospect of industrial hemp, both in building materials and fuels and so many other marvelous applications? If we are serious about wanting to reduce healthcare costs, how can we turn our back on the possibility of liberating millions of people from pharmaceuticals? If we are serious about wanting to shrink the size and the scope of government and the cost of government, how can we go on year after year ignoring the utter futility of marijuana prohibition and wasting millions of dollars on its enforcement?
The founder of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, Keith Strope, is at the Freedom Rally just about every year. With all the recent progress, he seemed even more upbeat than usual.
Now, I also think it's important that we realize there's a certain responsibility when we start winning. We don't win this just because we have the support of a majority of smokers. Of course we have that. Smokers only comprise about 13 or 14% of the American public. So for us to win this, we have to have the support of a majority of the non-smokers as well. And we now have that. So let's make sure we demonstrate in Massachusetts and in Oregon, Washington and Colorado and any other state that legalizes either medical use or full legalization. Let's do it responsibly. This is not a time to get back at the folks who used to support prohibition. This is a time to indicate, let people know that marijuana smokers are just average citizens. We work hard. We pay taxes. We raise kids. We are responsible citizens. But when we relax in the evening, we might prefer to smoke a joint. Or in my case, I like to pour a glass of wine and roll a joint. I like both of them. But the point is, there's absolutely no reason to treat us like criminals. And the majority of the country now agree with us.
After Keith, Mr. D.L. in terminology hit the stage for the 420 cloud. There was no countdown this year, but people knew what time it was, and you could see the crowd being formed in front of the stage.
I just want to say happy 420. We find it right now. Happy 420, make some noise.
The annual MassCAM Freedom Rally has become a rite of passage from summer into fall in Boston. It's a peaceful, pleasant, fun day, and for the past 4 years, arrest-free. From underneath that 420 cloud, I am Chuck Yu on the Boston Common.
So make sure you check the See a Green Movie when it drops. SeeAGreenMovie.com, check it out. We make a noise, here we go.